Now I drop down to verse 20. Judah and Israel were many, as the sand which is by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and making merry. Now this was a time of great prosperity. The wars were over. It was a time of peace. And we're told, verse 21, and Solomon reigned over all kingdoms from the river unto the land of the Philistines, unto the border of Egypt. They brought presents and served Solomon all the days of his life. Now, this was a great time, and you notice that there was plenty. It was prosperity, there was plenty, there was peace. This was a great time, and this, my friend, is just a little adumbration, a little preview of the kingdom that is coming on this earth, millennial kingdom. This is just a brief period and very brief indeed. Now in verse 25, will you note this? And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. Now there's several things here that I think are quite wonderful, and we need to note them. It was a time of security and safety. That which we do not have in this world today. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. But peace is coming on the earth when the Prince of Peace comes. And in that day, in this day of Solomon, every man dwelt under his own vine and his fig tree. Does that tell you anything? Over against poor or labor, each man, and one's not living in a castle and the other in a hovel. Each man has his vine and his fig tree. He has his own possession. And it was from Dan to Beersheba all the days of Solomon. Now, we come to one little spot here, and I must call attention to it. And Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. Now, the horse was the animal of war, and God had forbidden, if you go back to Deuteronomy 17:16, you'll find out God gave a specific law that a king was not to multiply horses and he was not to multiply wives. Solomon did both. When I was at Megiddo, that is, the little mound that overlooks the valley there, where we believe that the great issue will be finally settled in the last days. We call it the battle, but it's actually the war of Armageddon in that great valley of Esdraelon. And this place of Megiddo overlooks it. Tremendous view, by the way. But the thing that impressed me were the ruins there of the stalls of Solomon. There are the troughs where the horses ate. All of that is there. Those ruins are all up and down that land. Solomon certainly multiplied horses, contrary to the wisdom of God.